Anderson in Manhattan.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Hey, Rich.
How you doing?
Good. Good. Brady Bowman with you. Now we got Rich Bargo on the line, the Riley County Clerk. And first off, Rich, how have those commission meetings been without me being there every Monday and Thursday keeping you guys in line?
You know, the commission meetings just haven't been as bright without you in attendance, Brady.
As bright?
As bright. Well, you can take that many ways.
I can. Well, advanced voting is going on. It's been going on, what, about a week and a half now, something like that?
Correct.
And still going on till the end of this week, and again Saturday and Monday. I think Monday you were saying about over 900 people advanced voted already.
That is correct, yeah. And I just this morning, I get new reports each morning, and as of this morning, we've had, this is in person and by mail, 1,237 people that had voted. We were averaging about 100 people a day there for a while. Yesterday, we had over 140 people participate in advance voting in person. That does not include mail, so we anticipate they get a large volume of mail participants today as well. So I think we'll easily exceed the 1,510 in advance voting that we had 4 years ago in a comparable election.
I was one of those 140 yesterday. Stopped by. I was meaning to, check in your office and say hi, but you were busy with meetings yesterday.
Yeah, we've got elections going on, and then people expect us to do all our other duties as well too. So yeah, it's a very busy time.
It is. And you said that's, we're exceeding that 2010 number. Was that kind of a, I don't know if we have any ideas of like record number advance voting at all?
It'd be actually 2014 numbers. And actually that election was a very low percentage turnout. The overall election was only a 17% turnout. So I'm really hoping, with the governor's position, being highly contested and Secretary of State's office being highly contested, that percentage of voter participation will help. Will turn out much better than it did 4 years ago.
And let's remind folks a little bit just on the process and protocol of advanced voting. I think I was in and out, and it was probably less than 5 minutes. The whole process took me, but still needed to show an ID, still needed to do some of those things. If you just want to remind folks of what they need to have if they're going to advance vote.
Yeah, that is simply all you need to have is the ID. And on that ID is what people have to remember. And I think some people get nervous, what if it's not the address that I'm registered under, if they haven't gotten their ID changed. That's okay, because all that ID they're looking for is that it's current ID, and that when you say, I'm Brady Bowman, and state your address, that the individual on that ID does look like Brady Bowman. And so that's all they're looking for with that ID. It's a very simple process. We're open 8 to 5 during the week, 8 to noon this Saturday, and then 8 to noon on Monday. Just come on in, and that's one of the great conveniences of it. On election day, everyone wants to go at the same time, before work, lunch, or after work, and there can be a little bit of a line. With advance voting, there's hardly ever a line. That's a very simple process. And plus, on election day, one thing I like about advance voting is you never know what can come up in our own personal lives, whether it's work-related or family-related. And so you get to choose the day, up to 20 days in advance to participate. You can also participate by mail as well. You can't get a mail ballot anymore because that deadline was yesterday. But that's another process for people to remember with the upcoming November general elections, is to request a ballot by mail and, fill out a one-page application. Doesn't get any easier than that, and get the ballot delivered directly to your doorstep and then stick it back in the mail.
You mentioned that ID thing. That reminds me. I think I'm looking at my ID. I think it is close to expiration. I need to get a new one, which is probably good because the photo in my ID is a little different than I look like now. I always worry sometimes that people think that I have just like some weird ID, that it's not me. I wasn't wearing glasses then. Whole different thing. Before my fitness regimen, whole different thing. But another thing about primary voting that I think maybe you can help just clear up for folks, when it comes to if you're registered as an independent, how does that affect you as far as primaries are concerned?
Well, actually, there's no independent filing. It's unaffiliated. Yeah. And so, yeah, unaffiliateds have a choice when they go to the primary to vote. When they go to the polls, whether it's advanced voting or on election day, they have to make a declaration, and they have to declare whether they're going to vote a Republican or a Democratic ballot. And then they have to fill out, it'll be a small pink party affiliation card, and that is officially and permanently changing your voter registration. When I say permanently, I mean, if you don't go back and change it again, it'll stay as a Democrat registration or Republican based on that party affiliation change. And then you get that respective ballot, because that's what these primaries are for, is for the two parties to pick their candidates that are going to represent them in the general. People can, after September 1st, then go back and change their party, whatever they designated, Republican or Democrat, back to unaffiliated if they like. But they're free to leave it as it is.
I'm glad you cleared that up, because that's one thing that I think I do talk about. And I'm sure you hear that from folks as well. That's one thing that people ask about a lot. Well, I'm an unaffiliated voter. You know, how does that all work for me? When it comes to the ID thing and ID, there's been a lot of changes up and down over the past couple of years in the state of Kansas, whether ID is required, not required. When it comes to, when we get to November, kind of looking a little bit ahead to November, how do those, and I know a federal court recently kind of struck down an ID law for the state. How's that kind of looking when we get to November?
Well, it really wasn't the ID. It was proof of citizenship.
That's right.
ID's been required for years, and people have really gotten used to that. Matter of fact, I was talking to our advance board this morning, and they say, you know, used to be in the past, people that were from Kansas, a lot of them were kind of complaining about having to show their ID. But, you know, now banks or doctor's office or everyone wants to see your ID, so people have come accustomed to it, and people really just come up prepared and hand their ID out. So the ID thing has not changed. What has changed is the proof of citizenship, and that's no longer required in the state of Kansas per, you know, that judgment that you were just referring. I'm sure that'll get appealed at some point in time, but right now it's very easy and very clear that no proof of citizenship is required. Just bring your ID.
And that includes these primaries right now?
Yep, primaries right now and for the general. We don't anticipate any change before the general, but you never know. It depends on when it would get appealed.
All right. Very good. Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo. Just got a couple seconds, Rich, if there's anything else you wanted to add.
Just encourage people to come out. We always have, in my opinion, horribly low turnout with city school elections and state elections, and we actually have, you know, a county commission race open. These, to me, you know, the national elections are important, but these are the services that are impacted by these local elected officials that we see every day, whether it's our schools, our roads, our law enforcement. You know, you're electing the people that are going to have a direct impact on things that you see happening in your community every day. So I just think it's turned around. I think we should have 100% turnout in these local elections, because where we live, those have the biggest impact on what we see every day.
Very good. Couldn't say it better myself. Next time I'm going to stop in, and hopefully you're not in a meeting. Catch up a little.
Sounds good.
Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo, thanks him for checking in. Thanks to USD 383, folks. If you missed any of today's show, it's on demand on newsradiokman.com. See you next Wednesday.
Tomorrow, Fort Riley Garrison Commander Colonel Stephen Schrader. From NBAF, Marty Veneer and General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. News on the hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
News Radio KMAN with a forecast calling for sunshine today and a top temperature this afternoon to hit 91 degrees.